And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Friday, the fourth day of August. Good morning, everybody.
My car said it was 61 degrees.
So cold. Oh,
this is perfect weather.
No.
I love this.
You have long sleeves on.
Little hint about what the fall is going to be like. This is it.
Just keep it right like this.
Mm-mm. I'll take it.
The next 4 months.
Yep.
I'm cool with this if this was October, but it's August.
Yes, even better.
No.
Yeah. There have been Augusts where it was 110 for 20 straight days.
That's okay.
Gross.
No, it's not okay.
Uh-uh.
No. It's not good for anybody.
Nope. You guys were just losing your minds over Big Brother last night. Apparently, this house exploded. There was an eruption. Things happened.
Hands were banging. It was a very good episode.
Yeah, it was a good episode. Well, I mean, it was a good episode, but bad for humanity.
Well,
it was a bad look for humans.
I don't think everyone thinks Big Brother is the best humanity.
I saw that even Natalie posted on Facebook,
yeah.
I'm out. Can't do it anymore. Worst season ever.
But none of us have to go into the torture closet today because of last night's episode,
I've already been there.
Right. True. But
yeah,
no.
I don't think, no, I mean, it's weird that we have even the few of us left for as close to being on the block as we are.
Yeah.
We're kind of insulated for a little while.
I really thought you were going to be up this week.
Well, I thought so too. There was a chance.
And you have Mark. Okay.
Right.
Yep.
Who's nothing. He's a big beefcake crybaby.
Yeah. And he won a competition wearing a tutu.
Okay.
Well, you do what you can in that house. Just saying.
All sorts of good stuff to give away this morning. Get into all kinds of goodies.
All right. Let's get down to it, though.
Yep.
That's my cue. I was over here scratching my beard.
I was trying to hint to you to start my news med. I sure would like
he
my
was
news.
Still contemplating Big Brother last night.
My news bed would be good here.
Cue the pants.
Right.
It is the tax-free weekend in certain Missouri cities. It began just after midnight, runs through Sunday. You can buy clothes, computers, and school supplies without paying the sales tax. Not all Missouri cities participate in the tax-free weekend, though, so you might want to check ahead on the list on the Missouri Department of Revenue website. President Trump leaving Washington today to begin what the White House calls a 17-day working vacation. Trump's heading for his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, about an hour west of New York City. 17-day vacation, you'd go to Jersey?
Yeah, no, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Lokane singled in the go-ahead run in the seventh. Royals went on to beat the Mariners 6-4 at Kauffman. Royals and Mariners play the second of that four-game series tonight at the K. This was a huge story yesterday. The woman convicted of urging her boyfriend to commit suicide is back at home. Michelle Carter's defense attorney said that she's going to behave herself while her involuntary manslaughter conviction is appealed. Carter was sentenced yesterday to 2.5 years in prison, with half of that time suspended. The judge granted a stay of her sentence while the appeals process plays out. Carter was convicted of sending text messages to boyfriend Conrad Roy III, encouraging him to kill himself back in 2014. And Disney is re-releasing 5 of its most beloved princess movies next month. Disney's Dream Big Princess Marathon is bringing 5 animated classics back to the big screen, including Beauty and the Beast, Mulan, Tangled, The Princess and the Frog, and Brave. The Princess Marathon begins September 15th at AMC Theaters and will be for 1 week only.
Ironically coincides with the Disney lingerie we saw on TV yesterday.
Ooh, they have Harry Potter lingerie, Shaylee.
No,
it's a thing.
No.
No, it exists. We saw it.
I had my wizarding hat on for that one.
Okay.
That's your 10 items or less for Friday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Friday, the 4th of August.
Celebrating birthdays today, Academy Award-winning actor and screenwriter Billy Bob Thornton is 62. Former President of the United States Barack Obama is 56. And from the Disney Channel sitcom The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, Dylan and Cole Sprouse are 25. Former Dukes of Hazzard star Tom Wopat has been accused of sticking his finger between the butt cheeks of an actress.
What? Whoa, where did we just jump to? Hello.
This is true. I've heard of a lot of arrests in my time. I grew up with a dad who was a cop. I have a brother who's a cop. I've heard a lot of things. I have never heard of someone getting arrested for doing that. This was a national news story. That's how they phrased it.
It's okay. Well, go on then, I guess.
Hit the delay if you need to.
I don't.
But that's what he did. It was an actress working with him in a small-town production of 42nd Street. The 65-year-old actor who played Luke Duke in the classic series was rehearsing the show in Massachusetts on July 23rd when he walked behind the woman and committed the vile act, she told police. Wopat was arrested Wednesday, told police he had not touched anyone inappropriately. Cops also found 2 bags of white powder, believed to be cocaine, in his Ford Bronco.
Oh, boy.
Boy, Ford Bronco really
doesn't get a good name.
They got a rough go of it, don't they?
If they want to bring that back, I mean.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
He pleaded not guilty yesterday to indecent assault and battery and misdemeanor drug possession. He posted $1,000 bail, was ordered to stay away from the accuser. He also will not be allowed to participate in the play's 10-day run. The understudy's like, woo-hoo!
You know, if you're an understudy for a play, putting a hand, that's the last thing I think you would go on stage for.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you lose your voice, perhaps illness.
No.
Oops.
No.
Don't let Tom Wopat at a Taylor Swift concert, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, don't do that. Watch your butt.
Yep.
New Will and Grace.
That is weird, though.
I know.
He's pulling a Robin Thicke.
And I remember last year when we had him on our show because he was in town for what, Comic-Con?
That's right, yeah. It's about a year ago now.
And I remember emailing him, and typically when you email a star, an actor, whoever, like their publicist gets back to
sure.
you. And I remember it was Tom directly who wrote me back, was like, hey, yo, it's Tom, call me. I'm like, all right, he doesn't have people. I get
That's
it.
That's right. No, he goes, hey, Wopat here.
Yeah.
That's how he just goes, Wopat.
He does his own emails and his own butt work.
Probably from the name of the, Wopat, hey, come on. Out of there.
The new Will and Grace won't premiere until late September, but NBC has already ordered a second season. NBC Entertainment Chairman Robert Greenblatt said that an additional 4 episodes were also picked up for the first season. So the first season, the total order is now up to 16 episodes, and they're already ordering a second season that has 13 episodes.
I just read this article just last night where NBC, they're so all these TV networks, they're so desperate to have a hit. But they've gone back to Tina Fey, like 30 Rock, The Office, any show that was ever a hit on their network, they've gone back and said, hey, want to do another?
Yeah.
Or they get their friends together?
Or some kind of a spinoff of something.
Oh, yeah.
Side note, did you see who's guest starring on This Is Us this next season? Sylvester Stallone.
Wait, what?
Is guest starring in an episode. I don't know how he gets worked in, how he's a part of it, but Sly Stallone is going to be on This Is Us.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you need the Gen X to Millennial translator, Shaley?
Pat my behind. I don't know.
don't whoop at me. That's going to be my new thing.
Sylvester Stallone was an action movie star. Starred in movie greats like Rocky.
Thank you.
And Lollapalooza had to cancel some performances last night because of a weather emergency.
Tango and Cash.
Oh, I love Tango and Cash.
The festival evacuated Grant Park due to a dangerous storm in the area. They encouraged attendees to find shelter away from the site. Lorde was headlining last night. She only got 3 songs in before she had to take off. She tweeted that she was gutted and was looking into playing a club show to make up for that change of plans. A good friend of mine who's a Chicago music blogger was there all day yesterday and sent me a text last night at 9:30 that said, I can't use all the words he used, but we're being evacuated was the gist of it. So we're going to chat with him in just a little bit and see exactly what happened there at Lollapalooza.
Nice.
That's your entertainment news for Friday on the show.
She thinks you love the beach. You're such a damn liar.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Oh, and it feels so good outside. It's nice and cool. You can almost feel fall coming.
Dude, we are hashtag in the weather department for sure.
And can I just tell you, a week from right now, my kids will be getting up to go to school. The kids will go. Yes. Because yesterday in the car, it was literally, Mom, she touched me. She took my paper. And I'm like, stop. Go to school. Go
Mom,
away
she's
from me.
Mom, she's poking me. Go Mom, busy. She's on my side.
Let your teachers listen to you complain for 8 hours. I'm done.
Right. Ugh. Well, we want to know today, 816-576-7102, how you guys are. Hashtag And because you are sharing with us this morning, we might bless you back with some prizes that we have hanging around the old show vault here.
We have all kinds of goodies. 4188 just texted, going home to my beautiful wife and daughter makes me hashtag blessed.
Aww, that's good. Hashtag
blessed. It's a very sweet one. Shaylee, how are you feeling hashtag blessed this Friday morning?
I actually don't have anything planned for work. So I actually get a weekend to myself. Hashtag blessed. That never happens.
That's pretty glorious.
Yeah. So I'm pretty hashtag blessed.
I smell some sort of Netflix binging in your food.
Yeah, that's probably going to happen.
With Netflix and chilling?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Or just the Netflix.
Okay, well, all right. Still, yes.
Trudeau, what makes you hashtag blessed?
Well, you know, it was a great birthday week, and I feel like I wrapped it up. I had a great family dinner Wednesday night. I had a great coworker lunch here on the day of my birthday, and then yesterday kind of wrapped it up with a friend lunch as well.
Uh-huh.
So it's been a really good week as far as that stuff goes. Oh, and I think I fell asleep in my office, too.
Did you really?
Called him yesterday.
So, I had a phone call, and then whenever I take a phone call in my office, I've got this like this chair, this kind of plush chair. And I sit in the chair to take a phone call because I'm trying to get comfy, you know, it's going to be a long call. And afterwards I thought, man, I'm really feeling kind of tired. So I put my phone down and I lay my head back, and then my own snoring woke me up.
He snores so loud.
I've got to figure out now. I've got to discreetly figure out if the girls across the hall in the business office heard me snoring.
There's no
in
way
my office
that the people downstairs didn't hear you. Because you're really loud when you snore.
Yeah, that's true.
You've fallen asleep in here before.
Yeah.
In the 9 o'clock hour.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I do that all the time.
And it doesn't take long for the snoring to kick in. No. So there's no way. And by the way, HR is right across from you.
Literally, like 5 feet.
Right.
5 feet.
So I woke up and I was real quiet. Like, did they hear me? So I turned my music up and I fell back asleep. There you go.
Hashtag.
Yeah,
oh
doubles.
You didn't think of going home?
I eventually did that and then fell asleep for 3 more hours.
Fantastic.
All right, let's go to Megan in Independence. Good morning, Megan. How are you hashtag blessed for Friday?
I am hashtag blessed because my doctor told me that my kidney function has improved. I've been on medication since I was 12.
Oh, my gosh.
And I have surgery like every 3 months, and I haven't had surgery in a year. And so I'm going hashtag blessed. Hashtag
blessed. That's
right.
Awesome. Wonderful.
That is fantastic. Good for you.
I know. Super fantastic. I'm so happy.
Do you like the American Royal? Do you like T-Bones? Do you want to go see a baseball game? We can give you some tickets.
I would love that so much.
All right. Well,
my daughter would love that so much.
Oh,
there
good.
You go. Okay. Well, hold on for 1 second. Joey's going to get your info. We'll get you all hooked up there, Megan. That's fantastic.
Shaylee, you've had health issues too. Went for an MRI yesterday. Your poor knee is a hot mess.
Yes, it is. I'll find out today.
Okay.
So I'll find out today whether it's PT or surgery.
Oh, if Shaylee has to have surgery, can you imagine?
Oh my
we
gosh.
Have to take care of her.
Right? I
That's
know.
What's going to happen.
Yeah.
Remember when I wanted you to adopt the puppy? It's going to be like that.
Oh, no. We got to get her a boyfriend instead.
Yeah, right. Come on, this is the segment. We should be positive about this.
Please call in if you're a single male between the ages of 25 and 40, make a decent amount of money, are attractive. What's the height requirement? All right. What makes you hashtag blessed? 816-576-7102.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Everybody's feeling good heading into the weekend. 7139 texted, I married the man of my dreams October 1st last year after 5 years of dating. And last week I found out I'm pregnant. Hashtag blessed.
Yeah.
That's cute.
We're taking your calls this morning, how you're hashtag blessed. And we're also blessing you with some tickets back. 816-576-7102. Let's start the train here with Travis in Independence. Good morning, Travis.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Oh, doing all right. Driving to work.
And how are you hashtag blessed today?
Well, we found out that my wife and I just found out a couple weeks ago that she's pregnant with twins.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Are these your first kids?
Yes, they are. We weren't expecting more than one, but it's pretty exciting nonetheless.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Were there any twins in either of your families?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Surprise!
Wow. It was quite a surprise.
You know what? You guys need to do something to celebrate this because your lives are going to be quite busy. Would you like some T-Bones tickets? You want to go out to the American Royal? What can we give you?
T-Bones tickets would be kind of cool.
Fantastic.
We'll do it. We'll hook you up.
I appreciate that, guys. Thank you.
All right, Travis. Well, good luck with those, all right?
Thank you very much.
All right, hold on. Hashtag right, good job. Go to Max and Lee Summit. Good morning, Max.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing well. How about to you? How are you hashtag blessed?
Well, to continue the baby train, I had a new baby boy a couple weeks ago.
What's awesome. His name?
Oliver Garrick.
That's adorable.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Mother, baby, everybody doing well?
Yeah, we had a little scare. We had to go back to the NICU. He got a staph infection, but thanks to all the doctors and the great nurses there. They heal him right up, and we're back at home safe and sound now.
What's awesome. The longest stretch that he slept in the night?
He's a once-a-night kind of guy, so
what?
He wakes up like 2 or 3 in the morning, and then he gets up at like 5:45, so I'm another blessed thing there.
I'm hashtag jealous.
I take it that wasn't your experience, Jim?
No, it was. There's 8 and 7. They still wake up 3 times a night. Are you kidding? Mom, I heard a noise.
Max, can we send you somewhere fun to give you a little break there from the parenting?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
T-Bones tickets, American Royal. We even have a Dunkirk prize pack. If you haven't seen Dunkirk yet, we've got all sorts of goodies. So we'll send you over to Joey, let you pick out what you want, all right?
There you go. Good job, Max. Jordan from Blue Springs. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning.
All right, so how are you hashtag blessed today?
We are celebrating my son's one-year birthday, so I guess I'm continuing the baby train as well.
Adorable. Are you doing a big themed party?
We are doing a lumberjack theme.
Oh, that's adorable. Where did that come from?
His name is Jax, so it's a lumberjack's theme.
That is stinking cute. Awesome. I love it.
Please tell me you're going to, like, paint a little beard on him.
Yes, we bought some, like, charcoal paint, and
yes!
It's going to go on his face, and we've got plaid everywhere.
Is the smash cake going to be plaid, too?
It's actually a stump.
Oh, yes! This is the cutest party I've ever heard. I want pictures.
You gotta send pictures or tag us on Facebook.
You have to. That's amazing.
Will, yes, most definitely.
Awesome. All right, hang on the line. We'll put you in with Joey. We'll hook you up with some tickets to something, all right?
All right, very good, Jordan. Thank you.
#7769 just texted #blessed. Just booked our trip to Disney World for spring break.
Ooh. #blessed.
That's good stuff.
Yep. Man, you're still jealous over there because the sleeping through the night,
my gosh,
huh?
My kids were terrible. I mean, every 90 minutes they woke up, and I was doing mornings then. So I still had to get up for morning radio, waking up every 90 minutes with both kids. And they were back to back. They're 21 months apart. So there was not a lot of sleep for about 4 years. No one wants to deal with vomit, and no one wants to deal with the other end. Exactly right.
Pretty much.
Man, can't wait to have kids.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
So it's time to talk movies with B&B Theaters.
A couple of new ones coming out this weekend. The Dark Tower, which is Matthew McConaughey's new movie. The Last Gunslinger has been locked in an eternal battle with Walter O'Dim, also known as the Man in Black, determined to prevent him from toppling the Dark Tower.
The war is over, old friend. Everyone you ever loved has died by my hand. No matter what you do, the tower will fall. Death always wins.
All right, all right, all right.
That's all I heard. That entire clip. All I could hear was that, and you know what I like about high school girls. That's all I could hear. So that movie's out this weekend.
Why is that? I'm driving a Lincoln.
And there have been a ton of commercials for this new movie, The Kidnap with Halle Berry. A mother stops at nothing to recover her kidnapped son.
My name is Carla Dice.
Describe the suspect for me.
He's tall, skinny, white. He has on a red baseball cap with blonde hair sticking out of it. And he has on a gray or, I don't know, a blue, like some kind of work uniform. I don't know. Wait a minute. Is there nobody here but you?
No, ma'am, but we could have 100 cars looking for them in an hour, okay?
In an hour? My son's gonna be dead in an hour!
No. It's going online. Every cop in the parish is gonna be looking for him, Carla.
Oh, my gosh.
Doesn't that sound frantic?
Look at me.
I don't think you should watch this.
No, I can't. I'm already having a panic attack listening to that.
Let's go after the show. Let's go see that.
This is freaking me out.
That might be the winner today. That sounds good.
I think so. If you want to see either of those movies or anything else that you haven't gotten a chance to see yet, we've got passes now to go check out a movie at B&B Theaters. We'll give them to caller 12 at 816-576-7102.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I was just looking that it's the tax-free weekend in Missouri. We already bought the first round of school supplies, and that was $65.
Yikes.
And that was just the cheap stuff, like the glue sticks and the scissors.
I saw a news article, I think it was yesterday, that in elementary school, normally you'll spend about $700 per kid.
Oh, good night. Well, that's got to include the school fees, though, too.
I'm assuming. Yeah, I would hope.
Yeah.
Notebooks have really went up.
Clothes and all that
kind
of stuff,
too. Yeah, that's probably including that, too. College is like $1,500. Per year.
Oh, gosh, and I have two of them.
Yep.
Hope they get a scholarship. Good luck.
But aren't you happy to be sending them back to school pretty soon?
One week from right now, they'll be there. Shawnee Mission starts a week from today.
Yeah, we've got a couple weeks left.
They'll be back.
You're the early starters.
Yes. And we have some back-to-school help for you, by the way, because I got some gift cards and things that we're going to be giving away over the next couple of weeks.
Excellent.
To help you with those sorts of things. So
fantastic. Next week, an embarrassment of riches as well. So be here for the show starting Monday morning. All right, here's Jen with today's 10 items or less.
The tax-free weekend did begin just after midnight, runs through Sunday. You can get clothes, computers, and school supplies without paying the sales tax. But not all Missouri cities do participate in the tax-free weekend. You can check the list of cities on the Missouri Department of Revenue website.
And it's not Kansas, right? Just Missouri?
Nope.
Okay.
There you go. President Trump leaving Washington today to begin what the White House calls a 17-day working vacation. Trump's heading for his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, about an hour west of New York City. So, Trudy, let me pose this question to you. Say you get 17 days off. You get a nice, long 17-day vacation.
Okay.
Where's the first place you think to go?
Not New Jersey?
Yes. Does anybody? That's what strikes me.
No.
Like, fine, president gets a vacation, great. Why do you go to New Jersey for vacation?
I think a lot of people, like, they would choose, if from that part of the world, they would say maybe the Hamptons, maybe Martha's Vineyard.
Mm-hmm. You got money. Go to Paris. Go somewhere good. Why are you going
Caribbean.
To Jersey?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Chris
He's
Christie's
doing
private
it wrong.
Beach.
Yeah. Just go get your own beach closed for you. Locane singled in the go-ahead run in the seventh, and the Royals went on to beat the Mariners 6-4 at Kauffman last night. Royals and Mariners played the second of that four-game series tonight at the K. And Disney is re-releasing five of its most beloved princess movies next month. Disney's Dream Big Princess Marathon is bringing five animated classics back to the big screen, including Beauty and the Beast, Mulan, Tangled, The Princess and the Frog, and Brave. The Princess Marathon begins September 15th at AMC Theaters and will be for 1 week only. That's your 10 items or less for Friday on the show.
That's just like that Disney lingerie. Just in time, those both got released, huh?
Shaylee, did you see that? There's Harry Potter lingerie.
No.
It's a thing.
You serious?
We saw it. It was on TV yesterday.
Yep.
No.
That's right. Got my magic wand out.
Okay.
2 points for Gryffindor.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Shazam!
Shazam! The Shazam game.
Shazam!
Only on the show.
It's kind of turned from Shazam into kazoo.
Brian blows the hits. He's got his kazoo ready. Play very popular songs. If you can figure out what they are, you're in the running for these NHL preseason tickets.
All right. I think we've got a list here of good songs. I'm all practiced. Got my lips worked out.
I don't know what that means. Can we just start with caller one, please,
okay,
immediately?
Well, let's go to Brandy and Baser. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning.
All right, I'm going to do the first hit for you. You tell me if you know what this song is, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
I got it.
Shake It Off?
Yeah! I actually didn't figure it out till the very end.
Did you really?
Yeah. I didn't know until the end.
I thought it was great.
Brandy, you hold on for 1 second. We'll get you in the running there. Ronald is in KC Mo. Good morning, Ronald.
Good morning.
All right. Got another song for you here.
All right, let's hear it.
Here we go.
I got it. Do you know Ronald?
No.
Ooh, it's an older song.
Gonna take a stab at it. Good 80s song. Rock tune.
Can I hear it again?
Like just one more time.
Maybe a line or two.
No, I don't know what that is.
Sorry, Ronald.
Man, all right. Let's go to Cheryl. In Independent. Hello. Cheryl, same song. Do you know what that is?
I Am Clueless.
Oh,
man.
Okay. Move along
you
to the next
give
one.
It any sort of guess there?
No. I got nothing.
Nothing. All right. Brian and Shawnee. And you guys keep calling, by the way, 816-576-7102. Get in on this. Brian, do you know what the song was?
Living on a Prayer.
Ooh, it was not Living on a Prayer.
Man, it was not Living on a Prayer.
Nope,
it was.
Yep.
The old Pat Benatar.
I picked up on it. So far, Brandy from Baser in the running for the NHL preseason tickets.
All right. Looks like it's going to do it for today. Looks like Brandy's going to walk away with those.
done. Minnesota Wild, St. Louis Blues, September 28th. Brandy going to check out the hockey.
Good job, Brandy.
Thank you.
We'll send you out to the hockey game. Have some fun on us.
This song ties into the hockey theme. I like it.
Oh, how about that, right?
See what you did there.
Still practicing for my time on Coldplay, which now is less than, about 11 days away, right? August 15th, the Sprint Center.
It's coming up. Still in the belief that Chris Martin will, in fact, pull you up on stage to play the kazoo with Coldplay.
The past month and a half or so, I've been practicing.
But have you actually written to them and told them that you would like to make this happen?
I still have not done that. Yeah. Need to
all
do
the
so.
Practice might be for nothing.
Well, could
all
be.
Or not.
Could be. All right. Thank you for playing the hits today. Next, we'll do entertainment news with Jen.
We just got a text from 4240 that said, my five-year-old identified hit me with your best shot. That's awesome. 5 years old, you are raising him right.
Yes.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, Academy Award-winning actor and screenwriter Billy Bob Thornton is 62. Former President of the United States Barack Obama is 56. And from the Disney Channel sitcom The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, Dylan and Cole Sprouse are 25. So former Dukes of Hazzard star Tom Wopat got arrested. I don't know how to describe this in a way that won't get us in trouble. But he's got fingers, a finger.
Nope.
She has cheeks that are not on her face. That's I don't know how else to tell you without getting in trouble by the FCC. That's what do you want me to say?
I don't know.
So she's an actress.
Goose somebody?
It wasn't a goose. I mean, it was a.
Hey, how you doing?
I only wish everyone could see Jen's hand movements.
So he's doing a small town production of 42nd Street, and this is one of the actresses he was working with. That's who he's accused of. You know, that.
Yeah.
The 65-year-old actor who played Luke Duke.
Reading over the special handshake.
Played Luke Duke in the classic series. Apparently was rehearsing the show in Massachusetts on July 23rd when he walked behind the woman and committed the act. That's what she told police. Wopat was arrested Wednesday. Told police he had not touched anyone inappropriately. Cops also found two bags of white powder believed to be cocaine in his Ford Bronco.
What?
We had him on the show last year, and I remember him talking about the Bronco.
I drive a Bronco, and you wouldn't want to try and jump in that window. You'd make yourself a tenor in a heartbeat.
He ended up pleading not guilty yesterday to indecent assault and battery and misdemeanor drug possession. Wopat posted $1,000 bail, was ordered to stay away from the accuser. He also will not be allowed to participate in the play's 10-day run.
Oh.
It's 100% correct.
Yeah. Oh, man. Thanks, Wopat.
The new Will and Grace won't premiere until late September, but NBC has already ordered a second season. So the NBC Entertainment chairman also said that an additional 4 episodes were picked up for the first season. So first season, we're getting 16 episodes, and now they've already ordered the second season, which is at least 13 episodes. And then,
they're going back to the well on every old show.
Oh, yeah.
I just read this article. The NBC, in particular, has approached Tina Fey, the guys who created The Office, Friends.
If it worked before, we're going to make it work again.
If it was any good show, ER, all these people are lining up again to, you know, bring back Cheers. I mean, why not?
Oh, sure. Oh, that'd be great. This Is Us, by the way, has announced a guest star. It's going to be Sylvester Stallone guest starring in an episode.
As what?
I think he's going to be playing, you know, Justin Hartley is an actor on This Is Us. He's going to be in a show with Justin Hartley or in a movie or something. Mm.
So I'd like to be in a movie with Justin Hartley, too.
Oh, yeah, I bet you would. Kardashian kind of movie. Lollapalooza had to cancel some performances last night because of weather. My friend Jim Ryan, who's a big music blogger there in Chicago, was out there all day yesterday. We've got him on the phone now live from Chicago. And Jim, this is not the first time that weather has been an issue out there at Lollapalooza.
In the last couple of years, I mean, rain has become like this annual expected thing now. But I think we got evacuated last 2 years ago. This is the first time it's ever happened during the headliners.
Right. Because Lord was up there, what, 3 songs in?
3 songs in, yeah. Lord got 3 songs in, and I think Muse got 4 songs in. So, yeah.
Oh, no.
Wow. And see, like 10 years ago at Lollapalooza in Grant Park, I'm out there, and it's 103 degrees on a weird Chicago day. So, at that time, I would have prayed for rain.
Yeah, it's one or the other or both now. You get either 103 degrees or you get evacuated due to storms at some point. It's amazing.
And what was the deal with Liam Gallagher? Did he just walk off stage?
So he's done 2 shows now already this weekend. He did an after show Wednesday night, and then He was performing yesterday at the festival. Wednesday night, he walked off the stage without doing his encore because the set list was floating around and Wonderwall was on the set list. And apparently, he didn't like the crowd reaction for the encore. He didn't feel they were calling him back enough, so he didn't do the encore. Yesterday, he took that a step further, did 4 songs into an hour set and walked off the stage. And there was no announcement as to why. And then he tweeted saying that his voice was shot,
yeah,
which didn't seem to be the case at either show. He sounded fine yesterday. But who knows? When it comes to the Gallagher brothers, you never know, right?
That's true. That's a good point.
Thank you, Jim. And speaking of Lord, she's coming to Kansas City. That show's not until March of next year.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have tickets for that we'll be giving away. So keep listening.
It's a good show.
I've heard she's amazing live. We'll give those away at some point. All right.
Awesome.
That's your entertainment news for Friday on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.